Greetings, adventurers. I am your Dungeon Master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
I guess while Bachman's gone, we can say thank you once again to the Wex and the demigods for hopping on some Zoom calls and helping us.
We got some really good ideas that I'm excited about. Mm-hmm.
I'm playing, College of Whispers Bard Goliath?
Yeah.
Who's like based on J.K. Simmons from Whiplash.
From Whiplash, which...
That's for Nika's game.
You're going to have to watch some clips.
What if I just kind of, like...
Just vibe.
This is my truth.
This is what I think J.K. Simmons and Whiplash is like.
Hey, guys, what's up?
I'm excited about my character. I need to think a little bit more. I meant to think about the character when I was going to sleep last night, but I think I fell asleep too fast.
You had two cats on you.
I had two cats on me last night.
Why are there seven Nika game characters in here?
Because those are for my game. Don't look at them.
Like, NPCs.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about player characters as NPCs.
What do you mean? Player characters as NPCs.
But that's okay. If this is how you do it, it's fine. I love it. It's not a big deal. I'm growing.
How many should I make? Do I need more?
What you do, Nika, it's so simple. You go on Dungeon Master's Guild. You buy five separate NPC vaults. You scroll through all of them. You forget which ones you buy. Say fuck it, and then lie.
Got that?
These are sexy, though.
I'm loving what I'm seeing here. The name of, like, I don't want to, like, spoil things, but I'm looking at Baby Bop.
I'm currently looking at Kitten, and because Kitten's name to profile picture ratio is...
Yeah, very good.
That's sick.
It's not fair that you guys have access to that account that I don't have access to.
I'm going to kill you. Oh, yeah, we can talk briefly. D&D Direct was today.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Minecraft? What's that about? Do you like that? I didn't watch it. I just saw pictures of a book full of Minecraft monsters.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh?
Yeah, they're doing like a Minecraft crossover, which actually looks cool if you're into Minecraft.
Does it?
Yeah.
The game part of it looked cool.
Yeah.
The part that was a video game.
Yeah, because you can go into Minecraft and you have all sorts of kooky stuff. That did look cool. I'm not into Minecraft or anything like that. But so the thing with the Direct today was that it wasn't for us. It's for everyone who's slightly heard of D&D.
Okay.
Which is fine.
They're trying to expand that audience.
They announced four or five books in 3 minutes at the very end. It was so fucking crazy to me.
Jesus.
But, you know, their virtual tabletop still looks cool. But it was really, really like, it was a brand thing. So I'm not really going to super judge it. That being said, I will super judge it because part of the problem with D&D is that it is so controlled by Hasbro. Which it is what it is, whatever, but, it's weird. They pushed, the Neverwinter game, which I hear has been ruined by microtransactions, and I don't think they even touched on Baldur's Gate 3, which looks so fucking good, which is fine, because it's not super close to coming out, but, it was whatever. It is what it is. That's the world we live in. We all started it. Thank you to Josh and Pat for joining me. We're like, we know it's going to be corporate. We know it's going to be this. And then at the end of it, we're like, whoa, that was so much worse than we thought. But like, I'm not really mad, and I can't really summon up a lot of emotion for it.
Aren't those like always kind of like, okay, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like a big press release.
I cannot believe they only gave 3 minutes.
You just have to convince yourself. You have to convince yourself that they're spreading this fun game to lots of people and not just trying to grab that Microsoft or that Minecraft cash.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? It's like if you talk too much shit about today's D&D Direct, it does sound like you're gatekeeping. Like, it's not for us. And, you know, I'm not gatekeeping. I'm just like, it is a little weird. But maybe they'll do another event soon.
Maybe. Alrighty. And I guess just one quick plug for GeeklyCon, gang. Go to GeeklyCon.com.
I'm so excited.
Please buy a ticket and come and hang out with us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Do you want to ask us questions? Do you want to be like, hey, on episode 13, this happened. What do you think about it? And have all the light drain from our eyes as like, we're like, I don't know who Aludra is. Who is that?
I forgot.
Somebody DM'd me the other day and literally asked me a question about a very literal question about episode 26 about something that Junpei did. Oh. I think it was he had to do like a dance or something, and the person wanted to know how or why that happened.
Did they listen to the episode?
Hey, that's not in the rule book, by the way.
Hey, let me tell you a secret. Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that?
It was like literally 10 years ago, dude.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Hark, what has happened here? Screech says, hello, Beholder Doodle. It is good to see you.
Beholder Doodle, my gods, you need to get some meat on you.
Yes, I have been training for our escape, but I shall be away now.
Push the door open and there's like a sucking sound as like, you know, like you've just broken some sort of seal.
And it sounds like five milk jugs fell on the ground.
don't make David buy five milk jugs.
But after a while, it's almost like a little stream forming down the middle of the stairs.
Hope someone else didn't try to flood the mine.
Do you think someone else overheard our plans?
So Jermichael goes, all the legs give out at once.
Oh, shit.
And he's just going down the steps. He takes out Gertie.
Oh, shit.
But Rourke does like a pirouette over the top, grabs Gertie and holds on to Gertie. And then Jermichael gets down to Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Chuck grabs on and is able to hold him just a little bit. And he's slipping. He's sliding backwards. But he looks like he's just going to make it. When Celine comes flying through and takes both of you guys out.
You good, Jermichael? You didn't break anything in that tumble?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
You feel momentarily safe until everything goes completely dark.
The fuck?
You see what appears to be a creature that has the body of a spider.
Yes, yes, yes.
Also the body of a person. It goes, stay where you belong on the surface.
Holy fuck, there's a huge spider guy here.
And it fires an arrow at your feet, and then it turns and disappears and creates darkness around it as it goes. You hear a Screech yell down to you, is it safe to come down yet?
Oh.
No.
No.
Yes?
Yes, baby.
Do you want to come down here? Or I think we should go up there to you, because I'm like 50 feet beneath you in a big cavern with water that's not super deep, but not so shallow that I broke my spine falling into it.
Yeah, go ahead and come on up. Do you want me to throw you down the rope, or do you already have the rope? Or
I already have the rope, but, you know, we can do a double rope.
Yeah. We'll do like a pulley system.
Yeah, we can just go up like real fast.
I'm just going to tie it to my belt. You pull me up.
You're all going up, right?
I don't think Screech can do it.
Yeah,
I got bird bones.
You're very big.
I weigh 5,000 pounds.
You're the biggest guy of all of us.
I try and pull straight up, and my forearms just snap.
I'll start climbing up, Michael, tomorrow. Do you want me to do it?
You're going to need to do an athletic check, because it's also wet. I mean, remember, there's water just dripping down on you.
That's true.
The rope is wet?
There is the rope that Rourke put on the way down that you can use. So I feel like,
yeah.
I don't know if you get advantage for something like that.
I think I get advantage, right, Michael?
I think you get disadvantage because that is a wet-ass rope. It's a wet
Michael,
rope.
I think we should negate the disadvantage.
For sure.
All right, just do regular straight-up roll.
Hey, and that's what D&D is, arguing and then ignoring your DM as much as possible. I'm lightly cheating and casting guidance on myself. Only lightly cheating, Michael. 17.
You clamber up that rope.
Ta-da! I say, and then I start sparkling a little bit. Like, you see me start slipping, and then, like, vines are, like, shooting out from my hands and getting a better grip.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I mean, the rest of us should. We gotta all climb up, right? Because we're going back.
You do have to all climb up.
Okay, all right. Let me freaking do an acrobatics check.
Athletics.
Does it have to be athletics?
Unless you're backflipping up there.
Yeah, climbing a rope is like the one thing where it's really hard to argue how to do acrobatics. Yeah.
I don't like that because my athletics are really bad.
Like I think,
but I'll accept it.
I think you can use acrobatics for a pull-up contest.
But I roll pretty good, so I think it's going to be okay. 15. Just a reminder, my athletics is -1.
Let's go. And I could also cast guidance on people, too, if they want.
I roll fine, though. Fuck off.
You make it up that rope.
I got a 15 plus 2, so 17.
Look at that. Look at all of you.
We're going.
You guys all climb up the rope. And then Jermichael goes,
oh, yeah.
Hey guys!
Use your wings, bud. Use your wings, bud.
I feel bad because I made you roll, but I can't get up there.
You can't get up here?
No.
What about those wings, buddy?
I'm the door, so I can glide with him.
What's your hand situation? Let me see you.
I got hands.
All right. Can you just like tie it or, and Michael, you can literally say the rope race is fine. I love it. Can you just like tie the rope around you and we'll hoist if you kind of like scramble up?
Would that be embarrassing for me?
I think kinda, but more embarrassing than making all of us come all down.
It's dark in this cave, no one will see you. It'll be fine.
Wait.
Hold on.
Do you want me to come back down and help tie you, bud?
No, you barely got up that first time, buddy. I saw it.
Yeah, we could have Celine push you.
Yeah, I could do that.
Every 6 seconds, push,
yeah,
push,
I give
push.
A little boost. Hey, I didn't feel like that'd help, mm-hmm. You know?
He's got that rope tied around him, so you guys can try to hoist him up.
This is turning into an Operation Dumbo Drop type story.
I'm extremely. I bet the Dumbo and Dumbo Drop is like, guys, stop.
Stop it. This is really embarrassing.
This is embarrassing. This is really just a war for oil, so like, don't involve me in this.
I'm Googling if that elephant is dead now.
Wow, oh my god. It gotta be, but
is there a website that's like famousanimaldead.com? Oh,
do you guys not think about that? Like, whenever you watch a movie with a dog, you're like, that, yep, he's dead. Yeah, he's dead. No?
I only think about it with like hot chicks in 70s movies. Like, they're probably like grandmas now. Gross. yeah, I think we do that, Michael. I cast guidance on, I'll be the anchor in the classic, Squid Game style tug of war.
Okay.
As we're tugging off a dragon, And I'm going to cast Guidance on whoever's in the front.
Did you say tugging off a dragon?
Yeah, we're tugging. I guess we're tugging up a dragon.
Tugging up.
You're tugging up a dragon. All right, everybody give me a I guess it's again an athletics roll, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we get a thing from Rourke last time? Is that still in effect?
There's still Bardic Inspiration?
Yes.
I got the kind of natural one that, like, it plops and it doesn't even bounce or anything. It's just like, that's a one.
I also got a nat one.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hey, you know what? The dice, that's why sometimes people are like, why do you use dice if it's just a community storytelling game? This is why.
Yeah.
Because you can't account for that. Because obviously you would always choose to succeed. So mm-hmm. You need something to work against you. I got a 12.
I got a 19 with my bonuses and extra dices.
Woof.
That's actually like insane. You both got nat ones.
Hey guys, we're trying to do a podcast here, so maybe don't both get nat ones.
I'm sorry.
They're gonna like just fall.
It pulls all with
us. Because we're all pulling the rope, right?
That's and Michael, happening. You said there's a ton of stalagmites down there. And they're sharp.
No! Why are you trying to... Don't impale your daughter.
You get him like halfway up. He's just like hanging over, you know, just like sort of swaying back and forth.
Yeah, spinning. I imagine it's like because he's like kind of chunky. He's like got a heft to him. So it's kind of like when you like pick up like a fat cat and they're just like, ugh.
Well, he's not chunky. He's a fucking horse-sized dragon.
Well, he's big.
He is big.
That's what I mean. I guess like less chunky and just big. Like,
you seen those
unwieldy
helicopter like paramedic things? Like, we got you. It starts spinning like a motherfucker. Not funny.
Y'all, I'm sad to report that Ty, the elephant that played Botat in Operation Dumbo Drop, did die in 2018.
No! Oh,
damn.
2021, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. COVID. Wow. COVID's a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Did appear in Westworld in 2018, though.
No
what?
Shit?
Whoa.
He was violently anti-mask, though, so it is kind
of... I mean, how do you keep one on that long nose?
Yeah, that's why he didn't like it. You had to put, like, a cap on it.
What's that, like, would a dog wear pants like this question? But, like, where would an elephant put a mask? They would wear two masks. Let's not be serious.
They're very smart and wise.
They have good memories. We shouldn't eat elephant.
He's swaying back and forth. I think Chuck rolled so well that you don't all just immediately go flying down the slide.
We'll take it.
But you do begin to slip down the slide, and you are currently in a state of slippage that can be saved.
Can I just put this out there? If anyone has shape stone or stone shape or whatever it's called, it's come up 86 times in this campaign where that would have been
super good. But the thing that's funny is I feel like I had it like back in the day and we like never used it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's always how I forgot. I have Maximilian's Earth and Grasp though, so I can do that.
Y'all are holding onto a rope and sliding down a ramp.
I would like to cast Maximilian's Earth and Grasp. Because it's a medium hand made from compacted soil rises from the earth and reaches one creature. But can I choose to, like, not injure him?
Yeah.
If I use it?
You could just make that pop up as, like, a big thing to block who's ever in the front.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So, okay, yeah. So I make a big hand. Oh, maybe it like, goes up, like, right behind Jamichael to, like, keep him from falling.
Mm.
And then to take the pressure off.
Got it.
You. So a big hand comes up and cups Jermichael's little dragon butt.
So Screech's forearms have snapped in half.
They're stretched out like stretched arms.
Yeah, Chuck's shoulders have come out of sockets.
No.
Oh my God.
It's gross.
Celine just like let go of it.
It is like it's a slide though.
Yeah,
so
it's hard.
You're sliding. So just stopping Jamichael at this point is not going to be enough.
Yeah. You've probably saved us from taking Jamichael force damage as we fall, and I am thankful for that. And also, Jamichael force damage is a pretty sick name for something.
Jamichael force damage.
That being said, though, it's all's not lost. You guys are in cover with something great. Not fall down this hole. I know it.
Can I take a long rest right now as I'm slipping into explosion?
Go to sleep. Good night.
I cast Guiding Bolt. No. Yeah, this is kind of one of those moments where I'm kind of happy to lean into the failures, you know?
All right. Y'all go fucking fly now.
Christ!
they stopped by the hand?
I mean, but Jamichael was midair, so...
Oh.
He was, like, dangling, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I was confused as to where the hand was.
No, I forgot he was dangling in my mind. I was thinking he was getting pulled up, but that does make sense. So maybe if he's dangling, could I use the hand on the rope itself to hold it?
Got no idea. I mean, if it's like, if you're literally conjuring a big ass hand.
Yeah, from the ground.
I have a mini of, by the way, if so, for this weekend. And you like, it's like a platform.
Yeah.
Theoretically, you can take
I could like do it and like kind of like put it under him.
Yeah.
So he's like being held
but
by
like
my
the issue that Michael's saying is like,
you're
the force, we are currently falling.
Yeah.
And other than all of us like rolling 6 more athletics checks, which I'm also fine with.
I'm saying you can roll an athletics check if you choose, or you can make that spell go in front of y'all and see if it'll stop you. Or you can fall down the hole. I love all of them.
It'd be funny if we killed Jermichael.
No! Like,
I promise you won't kill Jermichael.
I'm attached to him now.
Yeah,
so.
I love Jermichael.
Yeah,
fuck it. I'll do another athletics check to make sure to see if I can hold 8,000 pounds. Like, I imagine everyone's dangling and like, I got it. Let's go, Michael. That's a natural 9. Plus, plus 3, 12. Plus 3, what, 15. Plus 4.
It's a lot of pluses.
Barding no one claimed that they wanted the guidance, so I just took it. And I'm not entirely sure if I'm cast guidance myself. I don't have time for that. So that's 19 again.
You brace yourself. You're right at the end. You're taking the full weight, but you're doing it. Your muscles are bulging. There's veins popping out of your neck.
Yeah, I look so sick.
But you're doing it. You're holding everybody.
Guys, I'm gonna shit my pants. probably again because I'm using my newfound magics of 15 days ago. There are probably like little vines sprouting out, and I'm like, that's gross, and they keep snapping. But that's how I'm not like wrong.
Yeah, how you're not like being ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's cool. So what is everyone but Chuck doing?
So I think that Celine just like let go of the rope. So
you're like up the slide.
I'm up the slide. Yeah. And I'm doing that. Potentially doing another spell, but I did not get pulled down the slide.
I rolled a nat 1, so I imagine I go right on down to the bottom. Whether I get a roll to not fall on my ass is all up to you. Otherwise, I leave it up to you.
You absolutely can have a roll to not fall on your ass.
Yeah, and I think Michael said the reason we're not all dying because of like some of Jennifer's hands and shit.
Yeah, I'm cushioning the blow.
And my decent roll.
I rolled a 5. I don't know what you want me to add to it, but I don't think I can add much that'll be helpful.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
You guys hear a splash as Rourke goes whizzing down.
Don't do that. Hold on to the rope.
It's pretty dark in here, right?
Yeah.
It is dark.
Okay.
And I made the executive decision last episode when you weren't around that that the goggles were given to Beholder Doodle.
Wait, weren't they given to Screech, though?
Yeah, but then Screech gave them to Beholder Doodle.
I don't like that.
I said, I bet this is the wrong decision, and I was worried about it.
Wait, because we haven't, Milton doesn't have a character sheet, but he may well already have dark vision.
And Screech is never, and Beholder Doodle has rarely used them, right?
Yeah.
I never want to defend Bachman in these situations, but I'm going to do it lightly.
Look, I'm just saying that's the decision that was made last week. It was probably a bad one. Sure.
While you were gone.
Yeah, maybe next time, don't have a work emergency, okay?
And I, at the time, I was like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm going to get yelled at.
Because I was thinking, like, long term, you want Beholder Doodle to have those.
No, because Milton may well have dark vision.
No, but you are going to become Beholder Doodle again.
Right, but I can wear them.
So you want Screech.
I can wear them under the mask.
Not these ones. I never described them.
I never described the mask.
And Michael did have you saying, I can't see shit. I can't see shit. I can't see shit. Like a lot last episode. It was kind of a butt match.
Okay, so.
But I mean, you know, this can be rectified very easily.
You have a torch. You do have a torch. We did bring that up.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Gertie has dark vision.
Gertie is holding the torch, I think.
Okay. So what I would be doing as I'm falling in darkness where no one else can see me is I would want to be using acrobatics to gracefully make my way down.
Okay.
But the noises that I would be making would make everybody think that I'm falling on my ass and I'm really in pain. I'm going to take advantage of the cover of darkness.
All right, so roll performance.
And remember, we can see you. So if you're like, I'm going to change clothes as I fall, we'll see that.
Wait, you can. I thought it was dark. That's why I asked you if it was dark.
We have dark vision! We've been doing this campaign for over a year!
Okay. Screech absolutely forgot that as well as me.
Well, Chuck is in the wet ass hole, so
yeah. Screech is still going to do this performance, forgetting that you can see him.
I can't see it, but for different reasons.
So wait, which one am I rolling? You wanted me to roll, make two rolls?
Yeah, I want you to make a acrobatics roll to get down gracefully.
Can I choose which rolls which after I roll the dice?
I'm really. let me work with you here, Michael.
Why don't we do the acrobatics roll first?
All right. Well, then 22.
And now roll performance. You are so great. You are like almost like drunken master style, like fall down and look like you're being an idiot, but actually you're not getting hurt at all.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So 14 plus 2 is got a 16.
That is pretty good.
Oh, ow, oh, ow, snap. Oh, that wasn't, I didn't, Screech doesn't say snap. Those are the sounds of bone snapping that I'm doing like a trick.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we've never said it before, but Screech is a were-beholder doodle, and each time he changes, he is like ripping his skin off. It's disgusting.
So down I go.
All right. You're down. All right, so now we got... Chuck, it's not as heavy anymore, but you're still holding up a horse-sized dragon, so it's still very heavy. You'd probably lower him.
Would you rather fight a horse-sized dragon or a dragon-sized horse?
Like a dragon-sized horse, I'm so scared. That is too big.
The joke here is this dragon is the size of the horse, it's so they're the exact same size. What's happening? So, Michael, how's the rope feeling about this? We haven't talked about the good friend, the rope.
Is it like doing the dramatic like
fraying and breaking?
Yeah, it is very tight. It is tight.
Oh, to Michael.
As much as I want to, like, we sometimes lean into how strong Chuck is, but like, he only has a 16, so he's not like...
He's just big.
Yeah, he's just big. He used to be strong as fuck, but now, you know, whatever.
He's gone to fat. Orc dad bod. Sorry, I just got you.
Off comment. Woof.
David, leave that in because people need to know who I'm married to. Okay. Hashtag cancel Jennifer.
I know. I'm just dumb. It's not my fault.
Hashtag Jennifer. None of that. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna slip out. I'm gonna push it down like I'm getting out of a particularly tight set of panties. And then, like, kind of like fall on my ass to let the rope fall to the ground. And I'm assuming that Celine's rock hand makes it so that Jermichael doesn't smash on the ground.
Yep.
All right, gang, that was so bad. And we just kind of started our tunnel adventure. So I'm not going to be rude about it, but we gotta do better. And I'm, like, clapping, like, too loud.
It's echoing throughout the cave.
Cave starts shaking. Sorry, my bad. I don't necessarily want to waste all of our rope for whatever reason, but we could.
We probably need rope.
Is it one-time use rope?
I think we could use it again.
Well, we have Screech's grappling hook. So, and
that's true.
Screech doesn't have a grappling hook.
Only Beholder Doodle.
And Beholder Doodle isn't here.
No!
Sorry.
No, you did briefly see...
Yeah, but he's not, like, here.
And he did say he was going to look after you.
Okay.
So, yeah, Beholder Doodle can show up at any time. You guys want to try it again or just say fuck it and go down that hole over there?
Wait, try to get back up again?
Yeah.
Well, I'm up here, so I think you guys should come up here.
That's a good point.
I'll try again.
I don't want to slide down there again.
50% of the people that matter are up here. What's Gertie up to, Michael?
Gertie's just hanging, waiting for instruction.
Is she upstairs or downstairs?
She's upstairs.
Three of us up there, three of you down there. I think you guys should come up here, but do better this time.
Should I roll another athletics?
Climb back up?
Can I use the stalactites to stick into the wall and use as little steps to get up in the mud?
It is, unfortunately, really just like a hole in the ceiling. It's this wide open space and then, you know.
Oh.
That's so scary.
Okay, is there any other entrance way? Like a tunnel or something like that? Maybe Screech and I. Okay. Dad, don't worry. Screech and I are just going to go this way and we will find you later.
No, no, absolutely not. Nope, nope. We're not. No, no. That is where the big Spider-Man came out of.
Okay, but we will be so stealthy. Super stealthy. We're gonna be so stealthy.
But wait, we can't split the group, though.
It'd be hilarious to split the party before we go into
our weekend.
A, like, 8-hour recording session on Thursday and Friday. That'd be really funny. David would love that.
Okay. Alternatively, I don't have the strength. Never mind. I can't do that thing where you, like, knot it around your foot and then, like, go up and then you knot it around your foot and then you, like...
You got up fine. It was just the dragging the dragon up.
The dragon is an issue, gang. You know
what? Yeah, he's a problem.
He's a problem.
We gotta get him to work out his wings.
Yeah, that dragon, he's a problem. What's that guy's problem?
That's your problem.
What?
All right, Jermichael can't get up, and none of us are strong enough, unfortunately, and I look at all of your bird bone arms. But I'm going to wake you guys up pretty early tomorrow. We're going to start doing calisthenics and things like that. You know, I'm going to start treating you guys like I was in the army, all right? It's...
I don't know if I need to be included in that.
Oh, that's right. I just left the big group. I'm not trying to conform, yada, yada, yada.
No.
And then I push you through.
What?
Through.
Wait, where do you push me?
Into the hole.
Oh, my God.
Michael said that we fell last time and nothing happened, so I'm legally allowed to push you. And
wow.
Michael can't say shit about it.
Selena's dead. She breaks her neck on the way.
No!
No! Oh my God.
It would be funny after we bought miniatures to play a different character during the...
Yeah, I don't want to die though, so... So actually, I was joking.
I could die. I have a cool character lined up.
I have another cool idea.
My guy's so cool.
Murder suicide pact.
I cannot die. I've got no backup plan.
And then I jump down after
her. Okay. You're all down at the bottom.
So we're going to follow where the Drider went, is what's happening.
I just don't see a way out. I don't think we can get Jermichael up, so.
He's too big and heavy.
Look at him, he's huge.
Oh, he probably weighs like a ton. Like,
yeah, exactly, right?
Like horses like literally weigh like a ton, don't they?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he's heavy.
And
how much do horse weigh?
I pick up one of his wings. I don't know if that's... It's probably rude. I'm probably doing it a rude way, Michael. I want it to be rude. Useless.
Whoa. Yeah, they're not good. They don't work good.
All right. Well, maybe when we take a long rest, or whatever the fuck that means, I can think of some ways to fix this. But unfortunately, I think we have to go through that hole where that very mean Spider-Man was. All right?
Well, I mean, there's all of us, so we could take him on if we needed to. As long as he doesn't have a huge group of friends to back him up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Okay, so you start heading down the tunnel.
I think we'll go our classic Chuck Rourke, kind of the middle. Those who can't see with torches towards the back, with Celine kind of back there too.
Yeah.
As the, whatever the fuck you call it, the back vanguard.
Yeah.
Rear guard?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. The caboose?
Mm-hmm.
The bussy.
The bussy.
Yeah, you head down. You're going through this tunnel, and it's pretty wide. It's pretty natural. Seems like it's like a natural cave.
So it's a huge natural, is what you're saying.
It's a huge, huge wet natural.
I don't like that.
I love that.
You look up on the ceiling, and there's like a stalactite, and it goes, and its little tentacles float around because it's actually a roper, and then it looks at its watch and it goes, too much time.
I gotta get you some places.
and he leaves, and you guys keep going, and get a bit further, and then you see. Something that looks like it used to be a torch on the wall. Ooh. You notice some what's the word I'm looking for? Structure that's holding up the cave.
supports,
arches, beams, things like that.
Load-bearing beam.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Like signs of civilization. And you keep going further. And you see buildings up. Things open up. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of mushrooms.
We love those.
That have a slight glow to them.
Hell yeah.
And you see like what appears to be several buildings in this large cavern up ahead.
Okay.
It is very dark.
Very dark.
It is. You don't see any movement, except one of the buildings has what appears to be some firelight coming from inside of it. Like someone has lit a campfire or a fireplace or whatever. As you walk closer, though, you have to. It's almost confusing.
Yeah. I think we probably crouch down in a like slightly more stealthy / a safe way, I'd say.
Here's the thing. The building with the light coming from it looks uncannily like the Goblin Pit.
No. But how?
Is there any movement? Do we see any other like movement of creatures?
I mean, roll perception if you want to roll.
Yeah, I do want to roll perception.
That's my forte. Fuck.
Michael, I got a 15.
I also got a 15.
I got a 19 perception.
Wow.
Damn.
You note just some movement inside of what appears to be the Goblin Pit.
And then I like bring us all together in like a huddle. And I point, like, you can clearly see that. I didn't get bonked, right? That looks like the Goblin Pit.
No, it definitely...
No, that is the Goblin Pit. It's right there.
It definitely looks like the Goblin Pit. I mean, do you think that... I mean, Ratma left, right?
Yeah. They kind of implied we'd see her again.
Could Ratma have been making a second Goblin Pit down here?
I mean, I've...
This one looks old, and in fact, the porch that you had put on 2 summers ago, Chuck, is not there.
It could be a fucking franchise, and if she's lying to me, I'm gonna be friggin' pissed. And with that, Chuck kind of like pushes whoever's near him away and starts huffing forward, non-stealth checkily. He's like, hey!
He's pissed! He's pissy! He's not being stealthy at all!
Can I cast... I think I can cast invisibility on him.
On Chuck?
Yeah.
Where the fuck am I?
Ah, I can't see myself!
Chuck has a heart attack. A weird guy shows up.
Be quiet!
Oh, shit. Sorry. And I... So if I'm invisible, then... Thank you, Rourke. I actually cross my arms to hold down my, like, armor.
Mm, so it's not clinking?
Yeah, so it's clinking less. And then I continue forward.
So it's just like...
And I'm going to use my good d20, and I'm going to roll a stealth.
Fuck.
Luckily I got that new armor, but still that's only a...
You must have advantage for being invisible though, right?
That's so true. That's so true.
Michael, I got a natural 20.
Wow. On the advantage roll. That's so much better than 11.
Yes.
That is better than 11.
So 20 plus like a couple, like 4.
You sneak in to the Goblin Pit.
I want to look through the window first, if that's okay.
Oh, you look through the window. Okay. You look through the window and you see what appears to be small goblin woman throwing logs onto a fire.
Okay, there are windows. Interesting. I should tell Beholder Doodle about that. Or maybe I won't. Maybe that doesn't quite make sense given what he knows about screechy shit. If I see someone who looks like Ratman, I'm like, what the fuck? The invisible voice says.
Her head pops up and she looks over towards the window and she goes, Chuck, I can't see ya.
And then he punches himself in the like chest. And then, or like, either or punches the door. Like, legally, that counts. And then he climbs in through the window and takes a big tumble. And then probably breaks a big chair. And he's like, fuck. Why are we here? Why are you here? We fell down like 3 different holes. What's happening? Am I high?
Hey, all your friends all made it to land. You brought your Michael. Good job. I knew you could do it. Hey.
What's happening?
Welcome to Mindford.
Mindford.
I named it myself, so you can't make fun of it.
Mindford's pretty good. Mindford's pretty good. Mindford. Mindford's pretty good. And then Chuck laughs and then makes himself at home and starts pouring himself something, if that's possible. And if it's not, he's going to be mad.
There's some dusty old kegs and stuff, but it appears that no one has been here for years and years and years.
Ratma, baby, what the shit? And then I shout, it's safe. Something weird is happening.
I guess I got some explaining to do, huh?
Yeah.
Well.
What is this?
Well, does anybody want a dusty drink? I got,
and she starts cleaning her glass.
I'll take a double D.
Ratma, have you ever eaten your toenails?
No, my toenails are poisonous.
Yeah, they are.
Even to me.
That's wild. Learn something new.
Yeah. Yeah, deadly.
Not every day, but just learn something new.
Yeah, so, this was kind of my retirement goal.
Oh.
Didn't really work out. It's perfectly situated.
It is pretty sick.
Yeah, you got so you guys probably don't know, but, yeah, you got, Gunthragod is, like, just a couple miles that way. That's where, I can't say it. I can't say the name. It's, like, a Smurf.
Snivervibblin.
Surf benevolent.
Smurfs. Are they Smurfs? So we call them that. Is that illegal?
Well, I never put the two together. Whoa.
And then the other way, you know, you got a little bit further off, but there's Mordereth where the Duga live. And, you know, it's it.
Michael, these are new names. Shit, I should be taking notes.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's a little hub. You know, I thought it would be great. I set this up, and but then everything went south.
Can I do a history check to see if any of this checks out?
Sure.
And I bashed my thing. So, but it's like middle 20. It's like middle 20s based off my thing. But I did move my dice. So I either rolled a 12 or an 18, and it's not middle 20s, but I heard myself saying that. I was lying.
Okay. I was like, wow, that's really good.
Yeah. So I think it's 18. I think it's 19 or 13. I'm not sure because I did bump.
You're just throwing around a bunch of numbers.
I will say that these are names you've heard of, but only as like a legend, you know, like underground cities is not like, I mean, they talk about it because there are a lot of dwarves in the area who do, you know, and the dwarves will say, oh, yeah, there's stuff down there.
Yeah, I live in a mining town, yeah.
But other than that, yeah, that's, you wouldn't know any sort of details.
Are we safe here or what's the story?
Yeah, we're safe here. It's fine.
And I pour everyone some old drink, you know, like I've been here the whole time. I'm making myself at home, baby.
It's the thing, though. I mean, we can't stay here forever, right? Like,
no.
I mean, you guys can't for sure. And you got to do something with this dumb over here. Am I right?
Don't call Screech that.
Hey!
I meant, you know what I meant.
I'm not kidding.
It's Jermichael. So basically, and I got no customers. You might notice. This place is dead, right?
Yeah, what is your plan with that exactly? Because I don't...
There was a big spider guy.
There was a drider. We did see a drider, so...
Okay, that makes... That explains it. If there's a drider who's moved in and they're using it as their hunting territory, then of course you're not going to get traffic through here, you know?
I mean, did you think you were going to get traffic through here?
This is a hole. This is essentially a hole.
No. This is a thoroughfare. This is great.
I do see there's buildings here, so I guess people have been here.
And you did say that there is two other cities to the left and right, so therefore there should be traffic.
Yeah. And you could go up to the surface here.
Right.
Do you want us to go get the drider?
I was just going to say... So
that feels a little violent.
No, you gotta get the drider.
This is his backyard.
Like, get him.
Oh. Is he kind of sexy?
No. Like, I want you to kill him to death.
Oh, that's what we were talking about initially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you said get him, so then we thought maybe, I don't know, I thought maybe you meant another way to get him.
Yikes.
I don't know if you guys know a lot about Tritus, but essentially, when Loth decides someone needs to be
Michael
punished.
Who? Michael who?
Michael who? Loth.
Spelled different.
She's from the old times. Oh, from before.
Fine.
Way before. Yeah, so she would, like, torture them by turning them into the spider thing.
Oh.
It's their life is hell anyway.
We'd be doing them a service. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then if you cut his head off and I can, like, place it in a place of prominence, then I might start getting some more traffic here, because then I could be like, hey, everybody, look, it's safe. I got a dry or the dry to hit.
You're saying we will give this creature peace and then bring peace to the area. That does sound nice.
And I feel like you're probably going to run into him anyway, because the next thing I'm going to tell you, and I don't feel like I'm setting up a bunch of stuff for a long weekend, but next thing I'm going to tell you is...
You have to slap Rourke on the shoulders.
Yeah, you got to slap Rourke on the shoulders.
No, no, don't do that, please. Actually, shoulders are fine.
Yeah, where are you getting that too? That's where
I'm
Rourke's
not telling you. It's a surprise.
Middle of your tummy, around your belly
button. Oh, God. Slap, slap, slap.
And the forehead. So... this guy over here, and she's pointing at you, Michael. I think you can fix him.
He seems perfect to me.
He's not. I mean, have you talked to him?
What do we need to fix about him? Like, you mean?
I just thought
like,
he was just young.
Hey, Jermichael, earmuffs real quick.
Oh man, you got it.
This guy's fucked up. What's his deal? He feels like a broken puppet.
He's there's a guy in there.
Wait, what?
But.
Wait, is he wearing him like a suit?
Wait, there's a guy in there?
No, no, no. I'm saying in his head.
Oh.
Like a little guy?
But he's drunk all the time.
Is this a hay boy?
It could be a little guy. I guess I never thought of that. But no, I'm saying like, so we got to talk to him inside, through the layers of whatever the hell this is.
You mean we have to go inside his mind?
Inside Jermichael's brain?
Well,
I learned something new the other day, detect thoughts, so I can just like read them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo. And then Chuck leans down under the bar and pulls out the Oculus Quest 2. Would these help?
What if we got Jermichael to sleep and then we ported into his thoughts through detect thoughts, and then
okay, well, why don't you try to read his thoughts right now?
Okay,
get in there, girl. And then I slap Rourke wherever Nika's getting her tattoo. I gotta get it out of the way, Karen. I'm sorry. I gotta slap.
If you do that, then Nika's allowed to full on punch you in the face.
No, I'm doing it now before she has the tattoo.
Oh, I see.
I'm allowed.
Not for real.
Yeah. Well. I do give Rourke a spinning top.
Okay. I can read as an action. I can shift my attention to another's thoughts or probe the mind deeper. So I initially learn the surface thoughts of the creature, what is the most on their mind at the moment. And then as another action, I can... then probe deeper into their mind, at which point they get to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. If Jermichael's into it, maybe he'll choose to fail.
Yeah.
You want to get probed?
He said what?
So are you doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Hey, Jermichael, this is going to feel weird, but we're trying to help you.
Ah, man, you do what you got to do.
I love the voice now.
I'm gonna
by the way.
Miss him. I don't want him to get smarter.
If we cure him, you know, I do like the voice now. It's growing on me. That being said, Michael's a master, so you know whatever's next.
True.
To.
So you're reading his surface thoughts.
First round is surface thoughts, and then second round we will probe deeper. If he wants to put up a. I wouldn't say even put up a fight. If he wants to resist, then he makes a wisdom saving throw. But if not, then I guess we probe deeper.
I will say the things that you see when you read his surface thoughts are shocking and depraved.
Oh, God.
And yeah, you think less of him after...
I kind of thought he was like cute and a little endearing as like little brother. And now, oh, God.
It's gross.
I think I actually want to start going to church. Dad.
Rourke's Catholic now.
I worship God.
Rourke becoming a like Bible-esque Christian would be really funny.
Are you trying to delve deeper?
Yes, I go deeper. I'll go as deep as he lets me go.
All right, roll.
Wait, what do I have to roll?
Oh, I have to roll.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Michael, you're a player too, actually?
Roll low.
I rolled a 16.
That's too high. It's a 14.
Yeah, roll beneath that.
You start to open it. You're going further inside of his mind, and you open a door, and you see Jermichael splayed out on a bed, and another Jermichael is coming over to him and is about to... And then you're shot. You're thrown back out of his mind.
Go, no, I can't. Wow. Okay.
Well, Rourke, I got good news for you. Because the person who's going to sort your friend out, well, he's in a place called the Cloister, and his name is the Abbot.
The Abbot?
The Abbot. He's an abbot.
The Abbot?
Abbot.
The Abbot in the Cloister.
Yeah.
Is that his name? What's his title?
His name is the Abbot. And his title, I guess. But he's apparently wise beyond all comprehension and can see through things like this.
Is the Abbot near or what?
I'll put together a little map for you. I'll hand it off to you in the morning.
I can sleep.
Okay. Is there anything that we should be aware of while we're down here that maybe we could prepare for?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be deep in the bowels of the earth?
Well, you're going to be deep. You're going to be deep in this wet, wet cave. And I would just say that, well, I don't know. Despite, I mean, Abbot sounds, does that sound nice to you? I don't know if it sounds like a nice guy to you.
It kind of does. I don't know.
He sounds a little mysterious.
He sounds, I don't know, depending.
He sounds wise.
Yeah, it sounds wise.
Here's the thing. I don't think he works for free.
Oh.
So he might need some things from you too.
Does he like barbecue or spam masubi?
I bet. Who knows? I don't know.
Let's try to like get through some skill checks over the weekend by like force feeding Michael like M&Ms and Skittles and things
Skittles,
like that.
Leather Skittles,
like,
for Halloween.
Does the Abbot like this? As I put like Skittles in Michael's mouth.
Mm.
Well, Rourke, we're very surprised to see you, but very happy. So we both have to kill the Drider, because to bring it peace, we all agree it's good. It's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And take his head.
Take his head for whatever reason. And then we
to make the Goblin Pit cool. Goblin Pit too,
for cool reasons. for Mineford, and yes. We need to find the Abbot.
Yeah, I'm making you in the Cloister.
In the Cloister. And the Cloister is, and Chuck's like kind of pointing
a place.
The map you're gonna give us. That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a map.
Well,
a real map, like I made out of paper.
What's the food situation here?
We got let's see. Oh, no. Yeah, everything is... It's all gone. It's all gone bad.
Damn it.
Did we pack food?
We have implied several times that we have prepared our shit.
So we just have some, at least.
Yeah.
There's so many sausage rolls.
Yeah, I think that's we dejectively, true. Like, eat our rations, which are probably better than your standard D&D party's rations. But we're probably, like, pouting over it, like...
Sucks, I hate eating a big hunk of bread and cheese and a meat.
And it's not even, like, hard meat. Bread or hard cheese or hard meat.
Well, why don't you all rest up and, because you got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And also, then we can end the episode.
What episode?
Whoa.
And I look behind me. And
what?
David is staring there.
He says, upload your audio.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Yay! Michael, how did you build a tavern there without knowing that we were going to be here?
Oh, I just made it up like a few days ago.
Yeah. I literally almost stopped my audio right now. Wow. Thank you so much, everyone, on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. Are we streaming next Tuesday? No.
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 No. Bros, we might take a couple weeks off.
We'll see.
We have not talked about this, but we might take
one.
You know, how about this? We'll promise to stream a couple times, and maybe it's, you know, Game Crimes goes early. Maybe Tim plays another video game or something like that. But
yeah.
Theoretically, we won't have to stream for over 2 months.
No, that's not true.
It's kind of true.
Well,
it could be true.
We deserve some.
Or we could do like every other month, or sorry, every other week or something.
We'll just be 6 episodes ahead on Twitch. Anyways, whatever happens, happens. Thanks so much for being here. Yeah, we'll see you next year. You have a few more moments to do hashtag live in order to win dice. We'll definitely do something on Tuesday. We want to keep our slot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to Sunhaven, so, you know, whatever. Hashtag live to win dice. Thank you, Diehard Dice, so much for providing the codes. If you don't win, which you won't statistically, you can go to dieharddice.com and then offer the enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you'll get 15% off the entire order for which you do buy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. We get a little kissy of that. So hashtag ad. Congratulations to HoneyD85. You are the glorious winner of the glorious dice. The Dracona Arita, D&D podcast official dice are going to be in stock soon. And that soon might mean 2 months. But, you know, the Drunks and Dragons are here for you. Whatever you can do, you know, be honest, you need Easter dice. So friggin' Thanksgiving's around the corner, so you do Easter now and then Thanksgiving later. You need both sets. Anyways.
So true.
Thank you so much, Diehard Dice, and thank you so much everyone here on twitch.tv where we stream every single Tuesday in the first 3 months of 2023 and then never again on 2023. What if we do record 20 episodes? Somehow.
That would be wild.
Like, guys, we're so good at this.
Damn. We're gonna keep doing this.
It was like, keep going. It's so smooth.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Diehard Dice. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeeklyInc. We're at D&D Podcast. You can find me at Thrifty Nerd. Please go to geeklycon.com and come hang out with us this summer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's gonna be so much fun.
For every person currently listening, you get +1 swim up pool bar.
Okay.
That's right. You get to swim up to the pool bar. We should also mention, we don't mention it a lot, but we have a wiki that you can find. Just look, Google it. And it's also on geeklyinc.com. A Reddit, which it's not been very active recently, but that's okay. It's whatever. Not a big deal. Not everything has to be active. It's okay.
But it's there.
It's there if people want it.
No
pressure. Just if people want it. But you can follow me, Tim Lanning. The Reddit is at D&D Podcast or /r/D&D Podcast, I think. You can follow me, Tim Lanning, at Tim Lanning on twitter.com. And Jennifer and I, a couple week ago, recorded a new episode of Tribulation Farce.
That's right.
And it's, the consensus is in, folks. It's the best one to listen to.
People really liked it. Yeah, it's actually a really good one to jump in because it's not about the books. It's an episode, a research episode that I did about the origins of the whole concept of the rapture and the tribulation as seen in Left Behind. I think it's pretty interesting.
Yep. And yeah, it's like
people seem to like it a lot.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to the other episodes, but it will make you listen to the other episodes. So warning.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. From there, I have a link tree where you can find all of my other fun and spicy links.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, also doing the Game Crime stream right after the D&D podcast every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks, everybody. Until next time, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.